Okay. I've come from a family farm, and so I grew up on our farm and helping my dad out in the fields, and we were seed growers. And then I got in to do my bachelor's of science in agriculture. And as I was doing that in the summers, I'd worked for industry and for chemical companies like BASF or seed companies. And so I got into pathology and research that way. And through pathology courses in my bachelor's, I became interested in it. And that directed me into my master's in plant pathology. And then finished that up and things went well, working on sunflowers. Then was looking for to advance into a PhD and moved into started looking at schools in the States. I was originally from Canada and ended up down at University of California, Davis. I guess what I enjoy the most is my overall goal in it is to try to produce something that's a practical solution for growers nowadays. So that's what took me into pathology and then into breeding for disease resistance. So what really intrigues me and my goal is to produce something that will actually will solve the problem for farmers and growers. And so that's what interests me. One of the mentors along the way was really who was really just a breeder, a researcher for a seed company. And he really got me interested into it and really gave me the passion for it, I think. And then I've been given some great opportunities along the way by Dalantha Fernando, who's at the University of Manitoba, and now working with Bob Gilbertson at UC Davis and Shri Singh at the University of Idaho. So those would be my mentors along the way. I guess it's important to be a member of APS because you can make so many good connections through the society in terms of meeting people for jobs or collaborations. And I think through those collaborations, APS facilitates them and really advancing the field of plant pathology and solving future problems. So I think without a network like this, you wouldn't get the chance of those collaborations and to meet the people and to see the research that's going on so that you can advance it in the future.